from where I come from, they don't really make it there. They don't think it. They usually get to my age and they get peer pressured out of it. They think it's not cool anymore.
16-year-old Brandon Barksdale is already award-winning. He received the Buffalo NAACP Youth Award last year. In 2013, he received Youth of the Year Award from his church, St. Martin de Porres, on the city's east side. Saturday, during a ceremony with Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, Barksdale will step forward once again as a member of Troop 139, receiving his prestigious Eagle Scout honor, the highest rank attainable in the Boy Scouts.
What made me stick with it was actually all the support that I've been getting from my family, all my friends, everybody around me. And I was thinking about it as I got older of how it could help me in the near future with jobs, colleges, anything almost.
Barksdale's Eagle Scout project was held back in June when he hosted a health fair to support his nephew, who's suffering from Hodgkin's lymphoma.
At a health fair, which had around 20 vendors, and we had over 100 people come. So we also had a silent auction there, and we had around 100 baskets. Actually, we had more than 100 baskets, and I raised more than $1,000 within that day. You can't receive and not give.
It's just fantastic, the opportunities that will come his way, and the maturity and leadership skills. It's just unbelievable.
Barksdale's mother, Leona Harper, restarted the Boy Scout troop several years ago at St. Martin. Harper tells us there is no doubt it's a key factor in making changes for young men on the city's east side.
It's so important that the men step up, especially in our society with a lot of single moms, a single parent, one single parent household. If you don't become a family for them, you don't want the streets to become their family because they need love, they need sense of worth, and without doing this, sometimes they won't get it.
The biggest struggle is usually, not for me, but other students, is peer pressure with drugs, what things could tempt them, going to parties. The parties now, they're not really that safe anymore, so I don't see why you could really go out there and have, you can't really have any fun. It's no point.
Barksdale will be heading into his junior year at Olmsted School. He also plays baseball, football, and the saxophone. He tells WBFO News the Boy Scouts will keep a youth in check, and he highly recommends it for teens who feel they're under much pressure.
It'll keep you in check, really, because you'll know the dangers. You'll know what to do, what not to do. You'll know who to hang with, who not to hang with. It's really brings out the positive in you and the people around you.
Barksdale says he plans to stay with the Boy Scouts well into the future, hoping someday to serve as a Scout Master. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.